the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the podcast. My name is Dan Latto. And so, first of all, just a big thank you to everybody who writes in and says how much you're enjoying the podcast. I really appreciate that. And in fact, there was a really nice comment on LinkedIn by a lady called Rebecca Kelly. So thank you, Rebecca. And she basically put that she listened to one of the podcasts in the car yesterday. Not only did it make her journey so much faster, it was engaging, funny, and so informative. Well, thank you. I do try. And then spent the rest of the day of the journey so excited, asking myself, why am I not already doing this? There's so much potential. And it's absolutely true. There's so much potential on doing podcasting and videos and articles and Facebook Live and all of that stuff. And then a little bit further down was a chap, and he was saying that he's done Facebook Live a couple of times, but only his friends got to see it. He looked at a photography page on Facebook and found that he can go live on there, which he didn't realise. Also looking at Periscope and doing a lot more on YouTube. But this is the key, really, is if you're only going to do one thing every so often, you might as well not bother. It's just not going to work, okay? You know, when we talk about doing video creation, there's no point in just making one very expensive all-singing, all-dancing video, because the chances that that's going to go anywhere are pretty slim. You upload it and you get, like, 5 views. And by the way, 5 views is better than no views. It's better than no video, I suppose, at all, because one of those 5 people might buy something from you. Depends on how much margin you make and, you know, how much your video costs and so on. But the key really is that you've got to be producing content on a daily basis. And so this is really the name of the game, isn't it? Perfection is so overrated right now. Nobody wants perfection. Like, all right, you know, if you're building the Titanic, probably a bit more perfection might have helped on that particular build. But when you're creating your content, no one is expecting you to be producing Hollywood-style voiceovers, videos with amazing lighting. What they do want is decent sound. And, you know, that's not too difficult to get. I'm recording this on a Yeti microphone, and one of the problems with a Yeti microphone is it picks up a lot of background noise. What I've actually found works better, and I'm just looking on my desk, I don't know where mine is, but what I've actually found better is a Lavalier microphone that's on a cable to a 3.5mm connector that just plugs into your laptop. You know, the same one that your iPod speaker connector, you know, just a jack, basically. That is probably the best one because it's right there, it's on you, and it just picks up your voice. I've actually done video editing or video recording with some drilling going on in the background, and really just it got, I'd say, sort of 85-90% my voice. Whereas if I was using the Yeti microphone, it would have picked up all that as well. But this is the key, is that getting started should be your goal, because most people actually don't take that first step. I'll give you an example. So this week, put an advert on Gumtree because I'm looking for someone to do some painting for a couple of my properties because my handyman hasn't got time. So I put the advert out and we got, like, you know, 5 or 6 people come through almost immediately, and I didn't phone them back. And it's because that whole first part about phoning them back, making contact, explaining who you are, what you do, why you're a little bit different than everybody else because you live in Spain and all that sort of stuff. And it's like it was a big sort of problem in my mind. And in the end, I ended up just, like, hitting reply, after a couple of days. And, you know, after a couple of days, some of them have moved on and done different things now, so they're not available. And it's like, you know, that first to market will win. The first one to phone them back and get in touch. You know, we could have had the first room painted by now, but here we are a week later and the room's not painted. And it was that getting started of actually picking up the phone and speaking to these people and just going through the rigmarole, because it's a bit of a pain, quite honestly, but going through that. And it's like this idea of, look, I'm going to be going through this anyway. I might as well, instead of putting it off and doing it in 2 weeks, I might as well do it now. It's like, are you going to go to the gym? Yes. You want to lose some weight? Yes. Great. Are you going to the gym today? No. Well, why not? Well, I'll go tomorrow because I'm busy today. Will you be busy tomorrow? Yes. Will you get to tomorrow and put it off? Yes. So why not go today? Do you know? So it's like, it's this idea about getting started, and this is the same in anything that you do. I'm gonna start my diet on Monday, I'll make my phone calls tomorrow, I'll put everything off. That's not what's gonna get you the results in life. So, for example, we've got a property coaching client, and they're writing out to estate agents for rent-to-rent type deals and letting agents and that sort of thing for rent-to-rent type deals. And it's like, okay, how many letters you sent this week? Well, I've done one a day. And it's like, do you think Nike built a business on one letter a day? Do you think Facebook built a business on one letter a day? Do you think any business built a business based on one letter a day? It's not enough. And that takes us back to one video. Like, doing one video a day, by the way, is pretty awesome. Compare that to one letter a day. When you're doing a video a day, so, you know, we get between 300 and 500 views on our videos almost immediately, which is pretty cool. And that's 300 to 500 people all watching the same video. But when you send a letter, it's one letter to one person, and that's it. So it's and by the way, once that letter's gone, it's gone. You can't resend the same letter because it's already been posted, you've paid for delivery and so on. Whereas with the video creation, that video lasts for, you know, we're still pushing out videos that we created 4 years ago, and we're using that as fresh content and driving traffic back to our website. So that's the key on that sort of thing. But one letter, or going to the gym once a week, yeah, it's better than none a week, and sending one letter a week is better than none, but ultimately it's not really going to get you what you want. And we have this idea that we should be striving for perfection. And I look at people and they're saying, oh, well, I've got a website being made. And I'm like, okay, brilliant, brilliant. When's it going to be ready? 6 weeks. 6 weeks? What are you waiting 6 weeks for? It should be tomorrow or the day after. Oh, well, I'm waiting for this and I'm waiting for that. Well, at least put a landing page up. No, my web designer said it's better to... Like, what does your web designer know? Like, you know, if you've got a person, there's three types of people. We've got the people who want to buy immediately. They're ready to pay the money. You've got the people who need a bit of persuading, and you've got the people who ain't going to buy. For people who are ready to buy straight away, that's 5 or 10% of your market. You put a website up, there's possibly somebody in that market already who wants to buy what you've got, but you can't sell them anything because your website's not up, because you're waiting for 6 weeks, because your web designer said that's the best way of doing it. That's not the best way of doing it. The first to market will often win. And perfection is really overrated. When I write articles and video descriptions as well, sometimes I've got spelling mistakes in them. It doesn't stop me from publishing the video, though. And if I have got a spelling mistake, someone will point it out very kindly. Thank you very much. You've got a spelling mistake. And I'll go back to the page and I'll update it. Perfect. Thank you very much. Next. And so it's this idea of getting started. You've got to, whatever it is that you happen to be doing right now, you've got to get started. You've got to start putting one foot in front of another. You've got to hit record on your video camera or your mobile phone device or your record on your dictaphone or whatever device it is that you're using to record audio. And if you've not got a podcast because iTunes isn't set up yet, then go to SoundCloud, create your podcast and upload it to SoundCloud. There's really no excuse. That doesn't even cost any money. SoundCloud will allow you to upload something like 20 audio files and... there you go, that's your podcast straight away. So that's soundcloud.com. All you've got to do is record it on your phone, upload it from your phone via SoundCloud onto SoundCloud. There you go, podcast number one. You get the URL, you embed it on your webpage, people hit your website, and they can listen to your audio. And then with video, all you've got to do is hit record on your phone, upload that to YouTube, get the embed code, put that on your website, and that's it. You've got fresh content coming through every single day. And, you know, we're doing quite a lot on the SEO stuff just in the last sort of couple of weeks because we've not done it for a while. And it's sort of annoying me that we're not number one for the number of keywords that I want to be. So we're doing SEO on that. And literally all we do is upload a bit of fresh content to the website. Google then looks at that and going, wow, brilliant, more content. I'll keep going back to that website a bit more often to see if there's even more content. And it moves you up the search engine rankings. And it's like, it's this key about, oh no, I won't do that until I know that it's all perfect. And it's crazy. Perfection is completely and totally overrated. So your first step then, your homework is, after this podcast, is what have you been putting off? What's the one thing that actually you've been meaning to do, but it's a little bit difficult for whatever reason? If you just sat there for an hour and got through it, whatever that thing is, let's say it's filming your first video, and you just sat there for an hour with your phone, and you kept making video after video, 2 minutes long, 3 minutes long, that's it. By your fifth or your sixth video, you'll be so fed up of doing it that you'll be like, right, screw it. Let's just get this one right, shall we? And then you get it done, and then you upload it. And by the way, when you go back 5 or 6 years to my very first videos, they're pretty horrific. And so everybody's rubbish the first time you do something. Think about the first time you rode a bike or you drove a car. Like, you're pretty terrible at doing it, right? First time you caught a plane, as easy as catching a plane is, right? If you don't know what to do, it's quite difficult. Going through security, for example. God, it's so stressful, isn't it? Now, I'm an expert at that now because I'm totally non-stressed by going through security because I understand that it's there just to annoy you and wind you up and make you feel like you've done something wrong. That's the whole way it's designed. That's its purpose, okay? So it no longer bothers me. But you see people panicking and all that stuff and not knowing how to do it. And we were getting on board a Ryanair flight coming back from a flight just 2 days ago. And for some reason, there was about 8 of us left out of a queue of sort of 200-300 people. And they weren't letting us on. And the woman in front, she was with her friends. It was on the Benidorm Express, by the way, which is Leeds Bradford to Alicante. And there's a lot of people, usually older people, going to Benidorm for lads' weekends and women's nights out and that sort of thing. So it's often quite an amusing flight and quite a drunken flight sometimes as well. So anyway, there's 8 of us left. And one woman was really panicking because one of the guys said to her, oh, there's no spaces left on the airplane. Bear in mind, everyone's got allocated seats. And I know they sometimes double book them. But they don't double book them on Ryanair. And she's really, really panicking about it. And I'm like, it's just winding you up, love, you know? Just, it's fine. It's all fine. There's something going on. And it was to do with a wheelchair. They couldn't get it off a plane, whatever, right? And everybody's waiting outside. It was really windy, and they didn't want us to wait in the wind, and that's why we were still there. But she was really, really panicking because she'd never done it before. Everything's hard if you've never done it before. Your podcast will be hard if you've not done it before. Maybe that's the thing that's stopping you. I've not done it before, so the perception is that it's difficult. And that's the same on your videos. It's not a perfect video like Grant Cardone or Gary Vee. You're not Grant Cardone and you're not Gary Vee. I am not those people either. And my videos are far from perfect. Do we close business from those videos? Of course we do. We've got a video about how we closed a £5,000 client from a video. Right? They found us on the iTunes. They then went on through the podcast, interestingly. They then went on to the video. They watched the video and then they signed up literally the next day after a 45-minute strategy session. And so that was not a perfect video. The dog was having a wee in the background because I was walking the dog at the time. I was on a selfie stick with a cable. In fact, I don't even think I had a microphone on those. We just used a video camera on a selfie stick. And the dog was having a wee in the background, for God's sake. And so that video, far from perfect, still closed business. And so stop waiting for perfection. It doesn't happen. It just doesn't. And on the rare occasions it does, you've missed out on all these other opportunities. So the key shouldn't be for perfection. The key, the aim, the goal should be simply to get started. So write down, what is the one major thing that you're not doing right now that you should be doing? And go do that and get started. And just drop me a message, let me know if this podcast helped. And hopefully it has. All right, everybody, that's me done for this podcast. I hope that's useful for you, and we'll speak to you on the next podcast. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.